The cartoons of the New Yorker magazine have a distinctive style, short, quippy, topical, understated. Simply put, they're smart. Maybe too smart.
Look at this cartoon in the New Yorker. I don't get this.
In its final season, the TV sitcom Seinfeld did a send-up of the magazine's drawings. The joke was, they don't make sense.
The cat is saying, I've enjoyed reading your email.
It's got something to do with that 42 in the corner.
It's a page number.
Confounded, Elaine finally sits down with the New Yorker's cartoon editor, who admits that sometimes they don't make sense to him.
You have no idea what this means, do you?
No.
Then why did you print it?
I like the kitty.
Now, finally, Elaine tries her hand at a New Yorker cartoon, and she gets it published, but that doesn't make it funny.
It's a pig in a complaint department.
Yeah, and he's saying, I wish I was taller. See? That's his complaint.
I get it.
Do you?
Well, how about if it was something like, I can't find my receipt, my place is a sty.
Well, the New Yorker is not done with this. This week, for their caption contest, 14 years later, they've used Elaine's fictional cartoon, a pig standing at a complaint department, and they want readers to recaption it. The man who made that decision, Bob Mankoff, the New Yorker's cartoon editor, joins us now. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
So the Seinfeld episode came out in 1998. Why are you doing this now? Are you getting
been
even?
Sticking in my craw ever since. And if I get my hands on the guy who wrote that, actually, the guy who wrote that, we get our hands on his stuff all the time. That's Bruce Eric Kaplan, who was a cartoonist for the magazine.
Can you remember how you felt about the Seinfeld thing when you first saw it? I mean, obviously, you thought it was funny. It was flattering to be on the show. But what did you really think?
Well, I thought, et tu, Bruce. But actually, I thought it was really quite interesting because, look, for the most part, the New Yorker cartoons are completely transparent. There is something to get. You know, when you see a what looks like a Swiss Army knife and it's got all corkscrews and the title is French Army Knife, we put the things together. Mm-hmm. When you see Einstein in bed with a woman and he's saying, to you it was fast. You understand it. So, but also in that episode, he says...
Well, Ms. Benes, cartoons are like gossamer, and one doesn't dissect gossamer.
A few of the New Yorker cartoons absolutely had that sort of elusive gossamer quality, where there wasn't this really thing that you get, you just sort of enjoy it. Roz Chast's early cartoons were a little bit like that. She once did a cartoon that was just called Lots of Ducks, and all it had was bunches of ducks. In the middle of the drawing with the people around them saying, boy, sure are lots of ducks.
Well, I mean, you must get mail that says, I didn't understand it. It didn't make any sense. It's not
absolutely
funny.
Absolutely, all the time. Although because when I take the cartoons into the meeting with David Remnick, we don't focus group anything. And one of the things is that the
just
New Yorker,
you two guys?
Actually, Sylvia Killingsworth, who's the assistant editor. So we have three people, really, who look at it. I see 1,000 cartoons a week, and I bring in these 50. And really, by the time you see 1,000 cartoons, you can be a little humor loopy. And sometimes things that will appeal to you that they just seem weird and funny and you can't explain.
Now, in your blog, you break down the reasons why Elaine's cartoon is not funny and why Jerry's joke is too jokey. You have a cartoon dial that goes from normalcy to nonsense.
Absolutely. And let's do the pig, okay? The pig is at the complaint department. What could be the reason the pig is there? We have to accept, of course, that it's pretty crazy he's there to start with. But what type of associations? Well, he might be heavy, right? Maybe he can find nothing that's fit. Maybe he can't find the truffles department.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, you have to bring it together. Jerry brings it together in the most sort of, you know, jokey way possible. And so on that dial also, you have sort of from basically corny to weird, right?
Uh-huh.
We veer a little bit towards the weird.
So do you worry that if the three of you, who are the last word on cartoons, you sit down together, if you analyze something too much, then it stops being funny to you?
I have the really fortunate instance of David Remnick not having to analyze anything. He's just reacting to what's funny. I do the analysis, the over-analysis, and the re-over-analysis because I'm interested in that. The other thing is cartoonists every week do 10 or 15 ideas. every single week. So we have sort of an embarrassment of riches. And if we make a mistake on a cartoon, fortunately, no one gets hurt. The only person who gets made fun of then is us. And I think we can take it.
Bob Mankoff is the cartoon editor for The New Yorker magazine. They've released a spoof cartoon from an episode of Seinfeld as their cartoon caption contest, and you can submit at their website. Thanks very much for this.
Thank you. I hope that was okay.